Welcome to episode 14 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great tonight, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. Another week here. We're having some fun, do some picks. First off, want to make sure I let everybody know to go out to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. And on that website, we have links to all of our social media updates. You should follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr, as well as add us in iTunes. And you also can add us to your favorite podcatcher. We also have a link for Google. So if you have an Android device, you can click that link and it'll load you up on your Android device as well. Review our agenda here, what we're going to talk about, as well as I wanted to note, we just hit a milestone here. Our 14 episodes, we've had over 1,000 downloads. I'm very excited about that. And you are, Steve.
I am, Dave. And actually, when you think about it, this is episode 14. And we also did two beta episodes of the 14. So right. Really, when you think about it, that's been 11 podcasts that were actually available to be downloaded.
Right,
so
right, it's true.
And we pretty much knocked it out of the park over the Breeders' Cup weekend. Had a lot of new listeners, and I hope they like the stuff that they were hearing. So yeah, Dave, I'm excited about the fact that this is getting listened to.
Yeah, me too. It makes it more enjoyable to do it too, as we know people are listening. So we'll review last week, what happened last week, and then of course our popular Horse Nugget segment. You'll talk about maidens. I've always been interested about that. And we'll dig into our stakes handicapping for this week. We have some races at Aqueduct, Churchill, and Del Mar. So go ahead and give us a wrap-up of what happened last week.
Yeah, so real quick wrap-up, Dave, on the picks from last weekend. We handicapped three stakes races. And of our top three picks, you know that I give three picks out on every race. Of our top three picks, six of the nine picks that we gave out finished in the money. And eight of the nine picks we gave out finished in the superfecta. So had you used our selections and played them in trifectas and exactas and superfectas, you probably made money with our picks. Of the three races that I handicapped, two of them were won by, you know, pretty good long shots. And then, you know, our horses did perform though, and finished in the second, third, or fourth slots. Overall, Dave, we've handicapped 68 stakes races, and we've had 30 top two pick winners, which is still a great percentage.
Yeah.
And overall, you know, I think that I'm identifying horses for the listeners that perform and compete. And, you know, it's hard to pick winners at the racetrack, but as long as, you know, I feel like my horses are there, I know that I'm doing a pretty good job analyzing the races.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll go ahead and move on. We'll talk about the Horse Nugget segment that you do every week, and a lot of great, interesting things. And I've always wondered about this, maidens and breaking their maiden. And that's a great, great topic. And tell us a little bit about what maidens are.
Yeah, so Dave, really, you know, for me, you know, I just wanted to talk about in this Horse Nugget segment the handicapping of maiden races and the kinds of things that and the information that I use to evaluate horses and maiden races. You know, probably one of the first things I do, especially in maiden special weight races where horses haven't had a lot of races, and in many times in those maiden special weights the horses have had no races, so I like to use the breeding information. The formulator, DRF formulator product, gives you some great sire information. And it actually, in the DRF formulator, if you click on the sire of any given horse in the race, it'll take you to another page that actually breaks down all the sires of all the horses that are in that particular race, and breaks them down into, you know, how many first-time starters win from that particular sire, favored distances of that sire, you know, all kinds of winning percentages for surfaces. So it's a good tool to use. And then over the course of time and over the course of the years, I kind of, you know, I've had a pretty good handle on some of the horses that I think are good sires for first-time starters. You know, I think I gave you Into Mischief a couple of times. We've talked about that, and there's a site called Violence that seems to be doing pretty well. Some of the some lesser known names, but horses that seem to really breed their youngsters who can win early. I think you mentioned Uncle Mo on one of the podcasts as well, and Uncle Mo's another great one with first timers. So breeding's important. The racing form gives you the Tomlinson figures, so you know, those are invaluable in those maiden races where the horses haven't raced at all, or have raced very little, or are changing distance or surface. You know, I really use the Tomlinson a lot to give me some indicators. Another thing I do is I like to look for successful jockey trainer combinations. Usually, you know, guys that have success, jockeys that have success with certain trainers, those trainers like to put those jockeys also on their young horses that are good ones. And usually that comes from, you know, the relationship they have with that trainer and that jockey. I prefer second time starters to first time starters. So if you've got a, especially a maiden special weight race or a maiden claiming race that's that looks like it's got a lot of first-time starters, but there's a couple horses that already have a race under their belt. Usually in maiden races, that second lifetime start by a horse is usually an opportunity for large improvement. So I like second-time starters to first-time starters. Also, you know, there's a pretty popular saying at the track that the drop from maiden special weight horses to maiden claiming horses is the biggest drop in horse racing. So anytime you see MSW, maiden special weights, and those are horses that can't be claimed out of their maiden races. And anytime you see them drop into a maiden claiming race, a race where they are still maidens, haven't won a race, but can be claimed, that is usually the biggest class drop there is at the racetrack. So you should identify and circle those horses that are dropping from maiden special to maiden claiming. And the daily racing form usually will give you some statistics at the bottom of the page under each horse, how the trainer does when he drops horses from maiden special to maiden claiming. But you can get some pretty nice price horses to bet on once you've identified that. The other thing that I do, Dave, is I try to make sure that I don't jump on the bandwagon of some of the overbet top trainers with maiden special weight horses. You know, you get to Saratoga, you get Pletcher and Chad Brown and guys like that. And those guys all have, you know, and Baffert out on the West Coast, those guys all have a tendency to have all their maiden special weight horses overbet. And so you're not going to get any value. So you're better off if you want to bet the race, finding a horse that's got some value. And actually, you're probably going to get some additional value because, you know, the odds are just a reflection of how people are wagering. You can find some pretty nice underlays out at the racetrack. So, you know, so that's one of the things I do is I try to look and see, you know, are some of the top trainers getting overbet in these maiden races? And can I find a horse that at a price that I might want to play? The reverse of that is true is I also have some under the radar trainers that seem to do pretty well with maiden special weight horses. And so it pays to know who those trainers are on your circuit, whatever track it is that you or tracks that you spend most of your time trying to wager at. You can get some pretty nice betting options. I like bullet or top workouts, two or three workouts back, especially with first time starters. I don't like those bullet works going right into the race. So if the last workout was a bullet work or a real fast work, sometimes I'm afraid that they left it all on the racetrack or all on the training track. But I do like when I look at the past performances and I see one of those bullet works or a good workout, two or three workouts back, and then it's just a couple of maintenance workouts where they're, you know, they're just making sure that the horse is sound. That, you know, that bullet tells me that, you know, they're ready at this point, and now the trainer is just, you know, getting them just perfect. And so I'd like to see a couple of just kind of normal, regular kinds of workouts right after that bullet or top workout. And then the other thing is that, you know, post position becomes pretty important in maiden races. These horses haven't raced a whole lot. And the outside posts definitely have an advantage over the inside posts. When those these young horses get crowded on the inside, they get uncomfortable. And so, you know, you might want to start your handicapping in maiden special weight races or maiden claiming races with lightly raced horses. You might want to start your handicapping working from the outside in as you start to look at the horses. So that's just some stuff that I do, Dave, to handicap maiden races. And, you know, I hope people found it useful.
Yeah, a lot of great tips. And I really enjoy the nugget segment, and we'll have another one next week as well. We'll continue on. You'll come up with some great, great things to learn more and more about handicapping. So let's move on and get into the stakes races for this week. We've got Aqueduct, two races at Churchill and one at Del Mar. We're going to start off with Aqueduct, and that is the eighth race, which is the 1 mile third running of the Artie Schiller. It's a $150,000 purse for 3-year-olds on upward.
Yeah, Dave. So, yep. So, you know, like you said last week, yeah, there's a limited amount of action, you know, as we get into the winter season. But I have identified 4 stakes races to handicap today. And so we are going to start with the eighth race at Aqueduct, mile on the turf. I handicap these races for soft yielding or good turf course, both in the races that I did at Aqueduct and Churchill that are on the turf, Dave. As I looked at the forecast for both New York and Louisville, it looks like there's rain in the forecast either tomorrow or rain today. And so I'm anticipating that the turf courses are going to be soft. So my top selection in this eighth race, Dave, at Aqueduct is the one horse. The one horse is Night Prowler. Night Prowler is trained by Chad Brown, is ridden by Javier Castellano. A number of things I've identified here, Dave. I did go when you're handicapping for a particular kind of racing surface, and especially if that racing surface is not fast, it's off. I like to go back and look in the past performances and just identify all the places where the horse had raced on an off track. So I have underlined for Night Prowler a number of races where this horse performed on a yielding or good turf course. One of them at Belmont, one at Aqueduct, one at Saratoga, and you can see in the past performances on June 18th, November 19th, and August 22nd. That race, actually the Artie Schiller last year, this horse raced in the Artie Schiller last year and produced a 100 buyer speed figure, finishing third with Junior Alvarado in this same race last year on an off turf course. I did do some stats analysis around the trainers, Dave. Chad Brown is using Javier Castellano is 36% in non-graded stakes on the turf. And he's 60% in non-graded stakes on the turf at Aqueduct using Javier Castellano. I think the stat was 3 out of 5. He's put Castellano up 5 times, and he's won 3 times with Javier in these types of non-graded stakes races on the turf. So that kind of pushed it over the edge for me. So, Dave, my top selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct is the 1 Night Prowler. My second selection in this race, Dave, is the 5. The 5 is Black Type. Christophe Clement is the trainer. Joel Rosario is the jockey. Very similar to our top selection. I circled all the off-track races that this horse has been on. You can see the race that Black Type raced in against our top pick Night Prowler there on November 19th at Aqueduct on that good surface. This horse made a huge close and only lost by 3/4 of a length, produced a 103 buyer speed figure at that particular day on that off turf course. He has a win at Monmouth. He has a win at Laurel. The one at Monmouth was on a yielding track, has won back-to-back races, both with Joel Rosario as the jockey. The most recent one was that race at Belmont on October 9th. And so a lot of good things here. Rosario, once you know, Rosario has won the last 2 times, won on an off track with this horse. Top turf trainer, And I am making the 5 black type our second selection in this 8th race at Aqueduct.
Okay.
Our third selection, Dave, I'm going to take a little bit of a price play here. Our third selection is a horse called Hollywood Hideaway. Hollywood Hideaway is trained by Barbara Minshall, ridden by Luis Saez. This horse shows that it can race on or near the front end, though the last few races has shown some close, has been racing at Woodbine. Clearly, this horse is a better horse on the turf than he's been on the synthetic track at Woodbine. I like the fact that this is a 4-year-old. You know how much I like 4-year-olds. I feel like they're probably racing at their best in their 4-year-old season. This horse has been on the turf 8 times, has won twice, produced that nice 99 buyer speed figure there in June at Woodbine. But the big thing for me, Dave, and the reason I'm going to take a shot with this thing is I really like this jockey, Change to Saez, who I think is a pretty underrated jockey and I think is a big improvement over Hernandez, who's been on this horse the last few times, the last 5 or 6 times here at Woodbine. So my third selection, Dave, in this 8th race at Aqueduct is the 3-horse Hollywood Hideaway. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in the 8th race at Aqueduct are the 1, the 5, and the 3.
All right. Now let's move on to Churchill. We got 2 races to handicap here. Starting off with the 5th race, this is on the dirt, 7 furlongs. This is the 10th running of the Bet on Sunshine, purses $80,000. Give us your picks.
I like when you stretch out the intro like that, Dave, because it gives me time to switch over programs off my iPad.
Did I go too quick?
No, you did it good. Just in the nick of time. And now as I'm yapping even more, it's giving me a chance to actually get to the horse I picked on top. So Dave, yeah. So this 5th race is a 7 furlongs race. It's a non-graded stakes, but it looked kind of interesting to me. So I thought I would, handicap it for the listeners. And I came up with the 5 horse as our top selection. The 5 is Stormy Advisory, trained by Robertino Diodoro. Alex Conchari is the jockey. A couple things I've noted here, Dave. I put an SP down for speed. I think this horse has got good speed and the kind of horse that might be able to get out on the front end. Diodoro is training at a 29% clip here at Churchill Downs. I like the bullet workout on November 5th at 46-3 for 4 furlongs, Dave, 1 out of 76. As you can see, you know, this horse fits a lot of profiles that I like, Dave. This horse is 3rd off the layoff. This horse is in the 2 starts, 3rd off the layoff. This horse has shown speed and fade. And I, you know, I always feel like once these things get legged up and show that kind of early speed and just fade, eventually in that 3rd or 4th start, they're going to go wire to wire. So I like this selection a lot. This horse has produced a 103 buyer speed figure in his career, that race at Oaklawn on February 4th of this year. So all signs point to this horse for me, Dave. Top trainer and a horse that's got speed and has shown speed and fade and is 3rd off a layoff. We're going to make the 5 Stormy Advisory our top selection in this 5th race at Churchill.
All right.
Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Limousine Liberal. Limousine Liberal is 4-5 on the morning line. This horse is going to be the odds-on favorite. Ben Colebrook is the trainer. Corey Lannery is the jockey. I like this horse. I've picked this horse before and won. If you remember, Dave, there on May 6th, we had this horse at 13-1. Actually, this horse keyed a very large ticket that we that we cached.
Remember it. Yes.
So this horse is second off a layoff, Dave. This horse is a closer. Lannery has won with this horse before. This horse was in the Breeders' Cup Sprint last year and went off at 6-1, the race that was won by Dre Fong. Got a great record at Churchill Downs, 6 times, 4 wins and a second, and has produced that 101 buyer speed figure, though that was on a sloppy track at Churchill. So, you know, it's crazy not to put this horse in. Let's make Limousine Liberal, the 8 horse, our second selection. Our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is the 1 horse. The 1 is Le Ken. Le Ken is trained by Ignacio Correas, is ridden by Ricardo Santana. This is a 4-year-old colt, so I know that this horse is going to show improvement. This horse has taken a drop in class. Had raced in that turf stakes race at Keeneland. Actually, this horse came over from Argentina and has had 2 lifetime starts in North America. They've both been on the turf, and now Correas is putting this horse on the dirt for the first time here in the U.S. Turf to dirt, he's 19%. And it looks like when he makes this move, the horses pay because it's got an ROI of $2.68. This horse has been out to the races 10 times in his life, has won 5, has finished 2nd another 3 times. Going to get a good inside trip here, and I think the move from turf to dirt is going to help this horse, Dave. So my third selection, Dave, in this 5th race at Churchill is the 1 horse, Le Ken. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in the 5th race at Churchill are the 5, the 8, and the 1.
All right, so now we're going to move down to the 10th race at Churchill. This race is 1 1/8 miles on the turf. This is a grade 3. It's the 44th running of the Cardinal Handicap. Purse is $100,000, and it's for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. Who is your picks?
Yeah, Dave, so I'm really concerned about this race. I hope it stays on the turf. I handicapped it for soft turf. And so our top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7 horse, Bowley. Bowley's 5-1 in the morning line, is trained by Brendan Walsh, is ridden by Corey Lannery. This is a 4-year-old filly. Walsh is a 25% trainer at the current meet at Churchill. I also circled at the bottom of the screen that Lannery, when he rides for Brendan Walsh, is a 48% rider. So half the time when Lannery rides for this guy, he wins, and the horses pay prices. I've underlined some of the competition this Bowley has been racing against, been in against War Flag, the Sita, Miss Temple City. So has, been banging heads, at least in the last few starts, against some of the top turf horses there is. And we get 5-1 with a top trainer who's doing really well at Churchill Downs. So our top selection, Dave, in this race is the 7 horse, Bowley.
All right.
Our second selection in this race, Dave, is a price horse. I'm going to put the 1 horse, Lovely Lori, as our second selection, trained by Michelle Boyce, ridden by Fernando de la Cruz. And the reason that I put this horse in as our second selection, Dave, is that this horse has got speed and has the inside. And if you look at that race on June 17th at Arlington Park, on a yielding turf course, this horse went wire to wire. And I don't see a whole lot of speed in here. And if you remember my turf handicapping segment from last week, you will note that I do like speed horses as the surface starts to get softer. So I'm going to take a flyer with this one, Dave, and make the 1 horse, Lovely Lori, our second selection.
There was quite a bit of a layoff on that one too.
Yeah, there is. I like Michelle Boyce. Michelle Boyce with this kind of layoff is a 20% trainer. Michelle Boyce is a is a Chicago Arlington trainer. So I've been following her career for a long time, and she can get a turf horse ready to win, no question about it, Dave. And I just you know, I wouldn't want to have this horse that I think is going to be on the front end by himself, by herself, and not have put it in our selection. So I am going to make this one horse our second selection. And then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, Dave, Donna Bruja is our third selection, 9-5 in the morning line. Correas and Santana, the trainer-jockey combination. This horse is probably going to scratch. I read an article yesterday or today that said that Correas was going to enter this horse, but it was going to depend on the surface. And if you look at this horse, Dave, this horse races really well on firm turf courses. And if this track and this turf course comes up soft or yielding or good, I would anticipate this horse scratching. And if she doesn't, I don't know that her best, you know, I don't see any performances here on anything that wasn't fast or hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this horse in. I think this horse has got enough class if the track is off to finish third. So I'm going to put Donna Bruja as our third selection in this 10th race at Churchill Downs, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in this 10th race at Churchill are the 7, the 1, and the 12.
And that's a good reason to be following us on Twitter, because you're going to put any changes to the races if that does occur. Make sure you do that. So,
yep.
All right, then we'll move over to the West Coast, over to Del Mar. You have one race, the 5th race, which is 7 furlongs on the dirt. This is the 29th running of the Desi Arnaz purse.
Desi. Oh, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy. You've got some splaining to do. It's got $100,000, and these are filly 2-year-olds.
Yeah, they are. So they're young. They're young ones, yeah. Dave. My top selection in this 5th race at Del Mar, Dave, is the 2, Miss Bad Behavior. Miss Bad Behavior is 5-2 morning line. It's trained by Richard Baltus. Is ridden by Pereira. By TJ Pereira. I like this horse, Dave, because, and I have it circled, I like these 3 buyer performances back-to-back, 77, 77, 79. This horse was 1-2 the last time out, broke her maiden, won easy. I also have circled the distance Tomlinson for this horse. You know, the 7 furlongs distance can be tricky, and this horse has a 374 Tomlinson at 7 furlongs. Top trainer, 11% in stakes races, which is pretty good. But what I really liked was the consistency this horse was showing in her buyer speed figures, and I would expect another bump in performance in this next start here in the Desi Arnaz. So our top selection, Dave, in this 5th race is the 2 horse, Miss Bad Behavior. Okay. Our second selection in the race, Dave, is the 5, Secret Spice. Secret Spice, also trained by Richard Baltus. Corey Nakatani's the jockey. I have a note on here that this horse has speed. If you look at those opening quarters, you know, sub 22 second the last time, a little over 22 the time before that, right at 22 in the race at Del Mar. So this horse knows how to get out to the front. Bejarano, who was on this horse her last 3 times, is not really known as a good gate jockey in terms of getting him out fast. I know Nakatani can do that, though, and it's very possible Nakatani could get this thing out there and then nurse this thing along on the front end. So I'm going to make Secret Spice the 5 horse, our second selection.
The first time Nakatani always helps, too.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Bejarano's a really good jockey, but, you know, I'm a big Corey Nakatani fan, as you know, and I'm a big fan of Nakatani on young horses, and I'm a big fan of Nakatani in sprints on dirt. So I think he performs well in these scenarios. My third and final selection, Dave, is going to be probably the post-time favorite, the 6 horse Dream Tree. Bob Baffert, Drayton Van Dyke is the jockey. This horse won broke its maiden, its only lifetime start at Santa Anita last time out. Baffert put blinkers on this horse during that start. He's taken blinkers off today. Here's what I don't like, Dave. I know the buyer speed figure at 77, pretty nice buyer speed figure. I don't like the fact that this horse almost got beat, had a lead by 2.5 lengths, and then got a little bit lazy on the front end and almost got nipped. So to me, that's a red flag. You know, that's something that I want to, that causes me pause. though I will note that Van Dyke is a 35% jockey when he rides for Baffert. This horse was purchased for $750,000. You know, I always circle that, especially in these young races. Uncle Mo's the sire. But if we're gonna make some money, we got to, you know, these are the kinds of horses I think we got to beat. And I think there's enough holes in this horse's game in her young career. That I think it's worth trying to take a stab at beating Baffert in a race like this. So the six horse, Dave, is going to be our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, in Del Mar's fifth race, our selections are the 2, the 5, and the 6.
All right, let's wrap this up and make sure you visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. On that site, our links are at the very top, including our Twitter feed. Follow us on Twitter, which is offthechartshr. We'll have any podcast updates, race day changes, which could occur depending on the weather. So it'd be important to follow us on Twitter. Any changes we'll post out there and any other picks that Steve happens to put out there. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast as always through iTunes or through your favorite podcatcher, as well as you do have it available through Android, through the Google Play Store. If you have any questions you want to actually send us email, you can. Our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any other closing comments, Steve, before we wrap it up?
No, Dave. I'm looking forward to this. I like my selections this weekend, and I'm hoping we hit.
Me too. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck and good racing.